Police say that two people have died in the bushfires that ripped through the north of New South Wales this week. A 77-year-old man and a 68-year-old woman were killed in the Long Gully Road fire in the Drake area, police say. A number of residents are still missing in the region. The bushfires have destroyed at least 21 homes, mostly in the Rapville area. The bushfire is also believed to have burnt through one of the most important koala colonies on the north coast. Bronwyn Herbert reports.
It's the worst possible news for the bushfire-affected communities in northern New South Wales. Police have just confirmed an elderly couple have died in the Long Gully Road fire that ripped through the remote settlement of Coomba on the edge of State Forest. Superintendent Toby Lindsay.
And unfortunately, a short time ago, two human remains have been identified. To a wider extent, the families have certainly been apprised and close family liaison has occurred today. I can confirm a 77-year-old male and a 68-year-old female are believed to be the people that have died at this premise.
Ewingar resident Alan Highfield managed to save his property with the help of a neighbour and a quad bike that had a water tank.
I reckon the flames, the wall would have been 10 to 15 metres. And the plume would have been 30 metres. Just this incredible brownie, golden plume above it all, just racing down the hill towards the hall, and taking out houses on the way, obviously. It had jumped over the North Ewingar Road. Then it roared up here past the hall and jumped over the ridge road and straight on here.
Local wildlife have also been hurt.
Koala came running through, or toddling through as they do, and went across the road and jumped into a gum tree, and the next second the gum trees all around it were alight. And so I hate to think what happened to that little koala. We saw roos hopping down the road, and last night, just as it was getting dark, I think it was a red billy go across my feet trying to get away. You know, there's probably no hope for the scalies and the furries.
Key koala habitat has been burnt out in the Busby's Flat fire, which is still out of control and has burnt out more than 40,000 hectares. Several hundred koalas are believed to live in state forests around the Rapville area. Ros Irwin from Friends of the Koala says they won't be able to get in to rescue koalas until the fire is contained, and that could be weeks away.
I've spoken to the RFS and advised them that we stand ready. If they get any koalas that they have that have been affected by the fire, we'll go out and pick them up and we'll certainly bring them back.
Many Rapville residents are still at the evacuation centre or staying with friends until given the all clear to return home. Mayor Robert Musto is asking for patience.
Well, the challenges are the infrastructure to start with, and also like the safety concerns. The trees are on fire, they're still falling down. There's over 150 electricity poles, so naturally the wires are down. We don't want any more casualties or injuries, so I'd ask the people to be very patient.
The two major bushfires that this week merged have collectively burnt out more than 115,000 hectares. Although there is still active fire, crews and aircraft have slowed the spread of the blaze today, helped by much milder conditions, with rain predicted for the weekend.
Bronwyn Herbert with that report.